Good evening. Welcome to Brandon House Live. Glad you are with us tonight on Lindell TV. Joining me tonight is going to be Lieutenant Colonel Dave Grossman. His website, killology.com, killology.com. I interviewed Lieutenant Colonel Dave Grossman a few years ago. It's been a while, but I worked hard to get a hold of him. He kind of went out of pocket for about a week. I think he was really busy, but I did not give up because I really want this audience to get to know about Lieutenant Colonel Dave Grossman, particularly in relation to the increase in school shootings. Why the drastic increase in school shootings? What role is our culture having in the increase of school shootings? We know that guns have been around forever, but all of a sudden the spike, literally pretty much since Columbine 1999, has it skyrocketed. He's an expert in this field. He'll talk to us about it. A little bit later, we'll be joined by Colonel, I guess it's the night for military people. Next, after Lieutenant Colonel, will be Colonel John Mills. He'll join us tonight to give us an update on what's going on with Russia, Ukraine, and several other issues that he's been researching for us this week. So he comes on with an update. Then we'll be joined by Michael Weiner of Swiss America. Joe Biden, well, he gave a weird speech. And he claims that Americans are just doing wonderful. They're just thrilled to death with the savings rate, and they feel better about the economy than they have felt in years. What world is this dude living in? What color is the sky in his world, for Pete's sake? So we'll talk about the economy. We'll talk about inflation. Yellen, she said, oops, I didn't realize that what we were doing was going to cause massive inflation. She's either an idiot or she's a liar. Because, thank you, love. She's either an idiot or a liar. Love is my wife, by the way. No me too moments here with any of the staff. My wife is on the staff. She is the staff, she says. It's kind of like me. She says I'm over the hill. I tell her, no, I'm not over the hill. I am the hill. So anyway, I can hear the kids in the control room laughing. At least they think those jokes are funny. What was I just talking about, guys? I got distracted by a gorgeous woman that walked in. What was I saying? Oh, Yellen. Yellen starts talking about she didn't realize this was going to cause inflation. She's either a liar or stupid, maybe both. I don't know. But we have been warning you guys for years that this was going to happen. And, of course, the inflation is taken off, and it's unfortunate because it's hurting the poor the most, middle-class families and the poor, because inflation is a hidden tax. We'll get into that and more with our guest tonight, Michael Weiner. So we've got a full lineup tonight. Let me just say I love gifts. Any gifts you guys want to send me, as long as they're not ticking, then I will gladly take your gifts. Here is one of them. Kennedy slain on Dallas Street. I showed this in the last hour because I actually interviewed Roger Stone about this rather extensively. I got this in the mail last week. The Dallas Morning News. Where are my spectacles? Dallas Morning News, dated November 23rd, 1963. This is actually 5 cents back then. Wow. This is an original Dallas Morning News from 1963. One of the listeners sent this to me as a gift. And I want to thank them for sending it to me. I love it. I love it. Well, there you go. I love it. I love it. I love it. I love this kind of stuff. I love historical stuff. I also, maybe during one of the breaks tonight, I'll get something else that someone sent me. Someone else sent me two three-ring binders from their dad. Their dad must have been in the military or something, and it was all about preparing for nuclear war. I mean, totally historical type stuff. I love this kind of stuff. So any of you that have an attic full of this stuff from your dad or your granddad and you don't know what to do with it, just send it on over here to Mr. B. He loves it. My wife keeps talking about the fact I need to add an additional room just to hang all the things I have framed. This is the kind of stuff that I would frame and hang on the wall. And I'm starting to need a room just to hang all of the different things I have that are of a historical nature like that. So anyway, thank you to the individual that sent that to me. I really appreciate it. And again, any of you that are serious, I'm dead serious. You're going through the attic, you're going through your parents' or grandparents' stuff, and you're like, well, I don't want that. What am I going to do with it? Hey, don't throw away this historical stuff, okay? Just send it to me. I love this kind of stuff. We'll frame it. We'll put it part of our collection. I love having this kind of stuff around. But literally, some people, they would see that and they would throw it away. They think, well, that's cool. That's neat. What am I going to do with that? Pfft, throw it away. It's crazy the stuff that's been thrown away over the years that should be preserved for historical purposes, not to mention just good old-fashioned conversation pieces. One of these days, I think we'll take the cameras, Logan, and take them down the hall and show them all of the things that are framed and hanging on the walls that are, and I'll do a tour of every little piece and show you. Would you guys like to do that? Maybe you can tell us in the comments section if you'd like me to take you down my Hall of Fame. I have a hall, and on both sides of the hall are just all of these things that are framed, really cool stuff. I can show you my personally autographed picture to me from Ronald Reagan. Of course, I have a personally autographed book to me from President Trump. And I got all kinds of cool stuff like that. My Roger Staubach personally autographed picture. Glenn Ford, you guys remember the actor Glenn Ford? Oh, I grew up watching Glenn Ford cowboy and military movies. Well, Glenn Ford, I became friends with his son years ago, Peter Ford. As many of you know, I started out as the education reporter and frequent guest host for Michael Reagan, Ronald Reagan's oldest son. And one afternoon, Michael and Peter are having, because they both grew up in Hollywood, because their dads were both actors, right? Ronald Reagan and Peter Ford. And Ronald Reagan and Glenn Ford, Peter's the son. So one day, Michael Reagan and Peter are having lunch. And Peter, Reagan, Michael told me the story. Peter says, hey, I've been reading this guy's book, Cradle to College and Educational Abduction. Really fascinating. I'd like to get a hold of him. I'm thinking about running for school board. And this was in the Los Angeles area. Michael said, he looked up from his plate and he said, well, I know him. He's my education reporter. And Peter's like, you're kidding me. Next thing you know, I'm getting a phone call from Peter Ford. He calls me up. He says, you know, hey, I'm Peter Ford. I'm friends with Michael Reagan, known him my whole life. And my father was Glenn Ford. I'm like, your father was Glenn Ford? You're kidding me. And I grew up watching your dad's cowboy movies and your dad's war movies. I love Glenn Ford. Well, his dad was still very much alive at that time. So Peter and I became friends, and Peter ended up getting a radio show and having me on his show as a guest several times. And he did, I think, run for school board in Los Angeles. But apparently he passed my book off to his dad, and his dad began to read my book. Well, the next thing you know, not too many weeks later, I get a envelope in the mail with cardboard, manila envelope, and I open it up, and there is this picture signed personally to me from Glenn Ford. And I thought, well, that is the coolest thing in the world. Grew up watching his cowboy movies and his war movies, and now I've been friends with his son, and now I guess he read my book or read parts of it, but sent me an autographed personalized picture, and that hangs in my on my wall of fame as well. So I got a lot of cool stuff. Got where I spoke in Chattanooga, Tennessee. And by the weekend, they were drawing cartoons of me. I'll show you that, too. So I don't know. You'll have to tell us in the feedback section under the player whether one night we should take the camera and go down to the Wall of Fame and show all the things that help to tell the story of my life, which I don't know. Maybe you don't want to. Maybe we'll hear crickets over there on the feedback section of the website. But anyway, this is the kind of thing, though, that would be framed and hung on the wall. And the story behind it is one of my listeners sent me that, and I love it. I framed it because it's historical. So thank you. By the way, the interview I did with Roger Stone on this, again, new information. Every time I interview Roger Stone about the Kennedy assassination, because he wrote a book on it called The Man Who Killed Kennedy, every time I interview him, new information comes out in the interview I did not know. Like tonight, did you know a lot of the guys that are supposedly involved in that were also involved in Watergate? Fascinating.